So let's review. The Mishnah continues to describe the Avodas Yom Kippur. Zok the Mishnah. After completing the Hazois Hadam of the Par Besar, Bolei Itzel Sar HaMishtaleach, V'Somich Shtei Yadav Olav U'Mizvada. The Kohen Gadol approaches the Sar HaMishtaleach and performs smicha on the animal and recites Vidui. He used the Shem HaMefeirish of Hashem, and the Tarkal bows down upon hearing Hashem's ineffable name, and then says, Baruch Shem Kvay Machusay Leilam Ved. Mastrei L'Misha HaYimalichai. The Kohen Gadol then gives over the Sar to the previously appointed person to lead the Sar out of the Azara, and to the mountain from where it will be pushed off the cliff to its death. Hakol Kasherin Lohi Lichai. Elisha Oswa Kahanim Gedolim Keva V'Lohoyim Anichin Es Yisrael Lohi Lichai. While even the non-Kohen is eligible to perform this task, the Kahanim instituted that only Kahanim should lead the Sar out to the mountain. Amar B'Yesi, Meisav Alichar Arsala B'Yisrael Hoya. There was once when the Sar was led out by Yisrael named Arsala. The Gemara elaborates. The pasuk reads as follows. V'shalach bi'ad ish iti hamidbar. The Sar shall be sent with the designated person to the mountain in the Midbar. Tarabon, ish l'hachshir es hazar. Even though the term kapar is used in the pasuk, v'hasar asher ala lav hagar la'azazel yo'omid chay lafnei Hashem l'chapar lav l'shalach isi la'azazel hamidbar, and we might think that it requires a kohen, the word ish teaches that even a non-kohen may lead the Sar. The Brisa next teaches three halachas derived from the word iti. Iti, shehi mezuman. This messenger must be pre-appointed before Yom Kippur. Iti v'afilu b'Shabbos. Even if the animal is ill and cannot undertake the long journey to the mountain, the messenger may carry the animal. Iti v'afilu b'tumah. Even if the messenger became tameh, he may go into the Azara to receive the Sar from the Kohen Gadol. The Gemara relates that the students of Reb Eliezer proceeded to ask him many different questions, several about the Sar HaMishtaleach, and in various ways he deflected each question and did not answer them. The Gemara explains, he didn't merely put them off, and he certainly could have answered them. However, he did this because it was his custom not to say anything that he had not explicitly heard from his Rebbe. Therefore, he simply evaded them. One of the questions posed to Reb Eliezer was related to the different punishments that different groups received for the Cheder Egel. And so the Gemara explains, Itmar, Rav Velevi, Chad Amar, Zivech v'kiter b'sayif, gapef v'nishik b'misa, samech b'vavoy b'hadroiken. One explains that different groups receive different punishments based on the level of their involvement in worshipping the Avodah Zarah. V'chad amar, Eidim v'hasra b'sayif, Eidim b'loy hasra b'misa, loy Eidim b'loy hasra b'hadroiken. The other explained that the different punishments were related to whether they received proper hasra and whether they were Eidim. Continuing on this topic, Rav Yehuda states that the tribe of Levi did not take part in the Cheder Egel in any way, as the Torah had mentioned, via asvu elav kol b'nei Levi, meaning that nobody at all from Shevet Levi had participated in any way in this terrible sin. The Mishnah concluded with v'kevesh asu loy memnei habavliim shehoyu mitalshim misarei v'arim loy tol v'tzei tol v'tzei. The people cheered on the messenger to hurry out to the mountain as quickly as possible. Our Gemara adds that the people would say, why is this goat delaying while the sins of the generations are so great? In other words, they meant to say, please hurry this Sar out to the mountain so that we can all receive atonement as quickly as possible.